Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Pitching In NPL show. You're all sitting at home or on public transport now, listening, going, but Ben, it's Tuesday. Why are you putting the NPL show out on a Tuesday? Well, it's because, dear listener, we're talking this week about the playoff semi-finals. A big evening to come. And joining me here, well, we brought on the big guns. James Gordon is here, press and media officer for the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well.
Non-league reporter from the great county of Cheshire, Mr. Andrew Simpson joins us. Hello, Simo.
How are you doing?
And social media officer from the Northern Premier League, James Hayes, makes a return. Hello, James.
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. You're going to be TGOT tonight, and James is going to be James. I love that joke. And we're also, as well as looking at the Premier Division playoffs, we will, of course, be looking at the playoffs at Step 4. We'll be joined this week by the managers at Sporting Kalsa, Coleshill Town, Clitheroe, Runcorn Linnets, Hebburn Town, Long Eaton United, and Stocksbridge Park Steels. Yes, and while you've been looking at your device at home going, oh, this podcast's on early, you've also gone, wow, this podcast is long. Simo, before we talk about the playoffs themselves, though, let's just talk about the confusing Saturday that we've just experienced across the Northern Premier League. The playoffs in the Midlands Division, one of, I think it was 17 teams could have made the playoffs in the end. the relegation battle across all the divisions, of course, with especially in the Premier Division, with what went on with Nantwich and Atherton Colls, and the race for the playoffs in the Premier Division. It was a really fantastic final Saturday of the season.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, you know, I was at a terrible 0-0 game, but we were actually following everything that was going on elsewhere. And it was really, really exciting, particularly with the twist in the Coles and Nantwich situation, where briefly Nantwich had clawed themselves into a position of safety. And then it was taken away from them cruelly by Coles equalising it at Stalybridge, which was really exciting. I think this is also the bit where I can brag that privately I did predict that Matlock would finish fifth, didn't I, on Saturday morning, if you remember. So,
Whoa, Simo, after you predicted Marine last month. But yeah.
Yes. I'm just saying on Saturday morning, I did message you all to say what was going to happen, and it came true. But yeah, it was brilliant. That's what you want in it. You want the season going down to the wire. So we've got drama at both ends of the table. We probably did have a record number of teams with something riding on their final game, but that just made it more glorious. And as an interested observer, I thought it was fantastic.
Commiserations to Nantwich and Stalybridge Celtic, who obviously this past week it was confirmed have been relegated. James Hayes, your permutation tweets were on overdrive.
Indeed, so the relegation fights across all four divisions too. There was twists and turns right to the very end on them ones as well. But fair play to Nantwich, they came back out and put Radcliffe to the sword in the second half and end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Radcliffe, you know, they won the Manchester Premier Cup, didn't they? I mean, Marine won the Liverpool version of that as well. So, you know, Marine and FC United missing out on the playoffs last week. Radcliffe and Hyde missing out on the final Saturday. James Gordon, I mean, just to touch upon the achievement from Matlock Town, Matlock to do that the way they did that in the final month of the season, it was pretty impressive stuff from Martin Carruthers' side.
Yeah, obviously they took advantage of, or they made the most of the run-in that they had. And I think, you know, if you look back at playoff series in the past, there's plenty of examples of teams hitting form in that last bit of the season, sneaking in and fifth. They feel like they've got nothing to lose, and I'm sure there'll be a danger in the playoffs potentially. I think, you know, like say, you look at, I remember us having the chat about Hyde and Radcliffe. I suppose at times you thought Hyde and Radcliffe were both pretty set in them playoffs, and I think because there were so many teams involved, I think it was sometimes easy to maybe get a bit complacent and maybe think, oh, them teams are definitely going to make it, and then all it takes is a few wins put together that Matlock have done and got them in, and that's it. I think just going back to that relegation a bit as well, you have to give credit to Stalybridge actually for putting some integrity into that relegation fight, because of course they were already relegated. It'd have been easy for them to just roll over against Coles, knowing that Coles needed the point to stay up, but obviously they put a fight up, you know, and nearly sent Atherton down.
We should say, Simo, as well, I mean, congratulations to Atherton Coles, to Morpeth Town, to Mask. In the end, to answer the question that I've been asking all the managers down towards the bottom end of the table, as well as yourselves and Berkey, the answer to the ultimate question this season was 47. took 47 points to ensure survival, which to me, Simo, seems an awful lot. So all credit to everyone down the bottom end of the table. I mean, Liversidge were relegated scoring 40 points, which is remarkable, really.
My favourite stat is Bamber Bridge finishing third with minus one goal difference.
That in itself, I mean, it is remarkable. I mean, what a season, Simo, before we turn towards the playoffs. I mean, we should say commiserations to Radcliffe and Hyde as well. I mean, we will cover this off in May when we do our little look back at the season. But, I mean, this has been a really confusing NPL this season where, you know, 1 minute, this team's safe. And then next minute, no, they're not. And then this team's going to win the league. And then, no, they're not.
Yeah, and there's loads of storylines that you can enjoy pretty much the length of the table. Obviously, Carl Jarrett returning to Maskin, leading them to safety was an incredible one. And obviously, they condemned Stalybridge, didn't they, last Tuesday with winning that really important home game against Chris Wilcox's side. So I don't know what's going to happen. The original agreement was to stay till the end of the season, but I imagine there's going to be an enormous groundswell, hoping that he has another crack next season. But that was it was a brilliant story. We had the theme, didn't we, of the timing of the managerial changes. Mask made theirs slightly sooner than Nantwich, and Paul Carden at Nantwich just slightly ran out of road in the end. And you do wonder if they'd made that change even a fortnight earlier, would it have been a different story? So yeah, there was intrigue up and down the table. Another thing I thought was interesting when I was looking at the table before is kind of how hard it has been for the promoted teams. So Liversedge and Belper going down, then obviously Mask pulled clear late in the season, but obviously have been in the thick of the relegation battle. That's something to keep an eye on next season, is that gap growing between step three and step four. It'll be interesting to see how the promoted teams do next season. I think you kind of set aside Macclesfield, by the way, they're a case on their own, but how all the other promoted teams do will be quite interesting, because they've found the going really, really tough this year. But yeah, fantastic season.
I mean, the exception to that is obviously Marine and Walter Rylands. Did rally with Michael Clegg in charge, didn't they, towards the end of the season? So, mixed bag. But, like I said, we will cover off this season in greater detail next month. But let's turn towards the playoffs now. Warrington Town taking on Matlock Town on Tuesday night. Bamber Bridge taking on Gainsborough Trinity. Let's start with that first one I read out there. And let's go to James Gordon, who's slightly biased, but he's also a league official. So, also impeccably impartial. Warrington Town against Matlock Town. Matlock have got momentum. Warrington have been second or third now for a long time on an incredible unbeaten run up until they met South Shields, but they bounced back pretty well on the last Saturday of the season. So what's your thoughts on this one on Tuesday night, James?
Yeah, I remember, I think the last time I was on, I can't remember where they were up to on that run. I think they were maybe 15, 16, and you said, can they go to the end of the season? And they almost managed it. You know, obviously South Shields scored two early goals in that game, but I think Warrington have been pretty solid quite a while, and they'll go into the playoffs as favourites, I think. And of course, you know, I think it's the sixth year. Obviously, they've had two COVIDs in that, but it's the sixth year that Warrington have made it or been up there. Of course, they won the playoffs 1 year, they lost the playoff final, lost the playoff semi final. So feels like there's a bit of certainly unfinished business. There's a bit of a determination to try and get over the line, and getting that second place was all important. Probably wasn't as nervy on Saturday as it might have been had it started differently. But grabbing that second spot and guaranteeing the home semi-final, and of course, you know, if you get through the semi-final, the home final, that was a big achievement. Matlock, as you say, I think Matlock are dangerous. I think they haven't got anything to lose. They'll be the underdogs away from home. Tough side to break down. Decent defensive record. There'll be a big crowd there for sure. I think Warrington will be expect. Well, it'll be the biggest crowd of the season, definitely. So plenty of atmosphere and plenty to keep an eye on, I'm sure.
Yeah, it should be a great advert for the league as well. And Simo, it was interesting speaking to the three managers who had a chance of getting that fifth spot on last week's show. We obviously heard from, you know, Nick Spooner, Bobby Grant, and from Marty Carruthers. And all three were playing similar kind of tones, in the fact it was kind of, well, we've got this far, there's not much expectation, you know, etc., etc. And that kind of mentality, I'm pretty sure Martin Carruthers will be taking into Tuesday's team talk. And that does make him slightly dangerous, I'm going to suggest, because he's right, the pressure is off, really.
You picked up on it when you interviewed Martin Carruthers by saying he was the coolest man in the room. I think the other two were trying to give off a vibe that they were the coolest men in the room. But obviously, Radcliffe and Hyde had both kind of been in the top five for a long time. The difference with Matlock is that they've obviously come up on the rails with this brilliant finish to the season, winning five of the last six games. They've kept a clean sheet in four of those. James touched on the fact that they're really solid defensively. I mean, it's just been a triumph for Martin Carruthers, hasn't it? He's the third manager of the season. They have no right, really, to have ended up where they have. He came in just before Christmas, if you remember, and they've won 10 of the 22 games and drawn seven of those as well. So really solid record, really solid piece of work. And I think you're right. We see this often. James is spot on early. We see this often where someone sneaks in to fifth on the final day of the season. Belper did it, didn't he, last season at step four and ended up getting promoted. I do agree that they are still really big underdogs, but I also do agree the kind of burden of expectation is carried by Warrington because of their, not just because they got home advantage, but because of their absolutely remarkable consistency over the past few seasons. I think in some ways it's a real shame that the turnaround is so quick because Warrington kind of don't get a chance to really enjoy and celebrate what a brilliant achievement it has been to finish second in this really competitive division and also deliver another ridiculously consistent season. And if the result was to go against them, against Matlock, it'd be a real shame because they wouldn't get the opportunity maybe to kind of savour and enjoy what they have achieved. So I think that's really important to put that on record because it's just mad how well they've done year on year on year, even though the players have changed and the managerial situation has changed as well more recently. It's a real dangerous opponent for them, but I still make Warrington favourites.
I mean, you look at Warrington Town's record, they've scored almost the same number of goals as South Shields. They've conceded the same. They've lost the same. It's just the draws. Four more draws, essentially, is the difference. To turn those draws into wins, it would have almost been identical to South Shields, if not better. It's been a good season for Warrington Town, but Matlock getting into the playoffs, as Simo says, with three managers this year is a brilliant achievement. And Marty Carruthers, following on from last year's achievement with Ilkeston. There we go. Bamber Bridge against Gainsborough Trinity. Bamber Bridge, it's been, like James said earlier, James Gordon said earlier, you know, the minus one goal difference. But Bamber Bridge, apart from that month where they conceded a lot of goals, they've been pretty strong. And this has been the season they threatened last year and it's come to fruition.
Well, they've done exactly what they would have hoped to do, which is build on what they achieved last season. You know, we showered them with praise and they just fell short. I think it was by a point in the end. I think they were six and a point short last season. So absolutely their aim would have been to improve on that. They've achieved that and then some because they've obviously finished third and deservedly third as well. They've never played in the National League North before. So there's a genuinely historic step that they can take if they were to progress and be promoted through the playoffs this season. Well, imagine Bamber Bridge playing at step two of the National League system. It'd be an incredible achievement. And Jamie Milligan's kind of, in an interview with their local paper today, kind of touched on that, saying that they're another team that need to celebrate the achievement, what they've done in the last two or three years, irrespective of what happens in the next two games, or certainly the next game if they play semi-final. So there's an element of playing things down there because he's got a young team. Lots of them won't have played in a game like this before, although it's absolutely huge for them that Nathan Pond is back from suspension for tomorrow's game because he'll be such an important figure. And home advantage could be really important against pretty much any other team in the division, but they're playing the best away team. I think it's a coin toss between these two.
And James Gordon, Gainsborough Trinity's away farm, it was going to be my next point to make, but also the goals scored, 74 goals scored. It's the best in the league by a long way. And the defence isn't too bad either. Gainsborough Trinity, though, have been on a journey in the last couple of months. They did drop out of the playoffs for a few weeks, but they got back and they've stayed there.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, a bit like Simo's text last Saturday, I tipped Gainsborough to do well in the pre-season. I think for me, they're the most dangerous team in the playoffs. So I think Gainsborough, because I think they'll fancy their chances, as you say, away from home. They seem to like playing away from home, which is obviously ideal for them finishing fourth. I was looking, actually, I think there was 11 or 12 players who were ever present in all 42 league games. And three of those were Gainsborough players. So I think having that consistency of team selections helped them as well. Whenever I've seen them this season, they've looked pretty strong. I think they've got a good group of players who, you know, they don't necessarily have to play the same way all the time. But it's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? It's always a you're only one decision or one mistake or whatever that might be in a knockout match to it deciding a game, and anything can happen. Bamber Bridge, Jamie Milligan's done a great job. Obviously signed a long deal, didn't he, last season when they were doing pretty well. And yeah, I mean, both Bamber Bridge and Warrington Town never been in National League North, so I'm sure both of those sides would love to put that right, just as Gainsborough would like to make a return there, no doubt.
Both teams generally grow into the games as well, so the second half is going to be where majority of goals could be coming at the same time. But the advantage there for Gainsborough is they've got two players in the top five goal scorers for the season, as well as Finlay Sinclair-Smith. So I think there's going to be a goal fest potentially in that game there.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. James Hayes, obviously all these matches, and we can't take this for granted. I think I'm not just saying this because I'm biased, but the media that the MPL generates for itself is brilliant. All these games are going to have full commentaries available.
I mean, we had 500,000 people following on the social medias on Saturday as well, from final day, as well as the trophy celebrations. All the links will be on live, but I want to say thank you in advance to Radcliffe Radio, Lincolnshire Non-League Radio, Heed Armour, which is Gateshead's radio commentary team, and Black Country Radio, who are covering the Midlands division fully as well at the same time. All the links will be available live on the tweets on Tuesday and on the tail of the tape posts that are going up at the moment.
Can I just say the commentary on the Warrington Town one is excellent?
Is it? That's good. yeah, all the links will be available on social media, and James will give those links out at the end of the show, of course. That's the Premier Division playoffs. A big good luck to Warrington Town, Bamber Bridge, Gainsborough Trinity and Matlock Town. And like I said, we will give you the links to those radio commentaries if you can't make those games, but there should be some significant attendances in those playoffs on Tuesday evening. Likewise, let's go to the East Division. We obviously heard on last week's show from Michael Dunwell at Stockton Town, but we didn't hear from the other three teams who were making the playoffs in the East Division, and that's because at time of recording we didn't know for sure who those three teams were, because there were four teams involved in trying to get those three playoff places. Unfortunately, Dunstan fell short in the end, so commiserations to them. But in the playoffs, Hebburn Town, Long Eaton United and Stocksbridge Park Steels. Stockton Town will be taking on Stocksbridge Park Steels on Tuesday. As Michael said last week, I'm pretty sure they're expecting a very big crowd here on Tuesday night. But there'll also be a big crowd up in the northeast too for Hebburn Town against Long Eaton United. Let's hear it from all three managers now, starting off with the manager of the team who finished third when all was said and done on Saturday afternoon. That's Hebburn Town, and here's Daniel Moore. Well, Daniel, big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations on securing a spot in the playoffs. Home advantage for the playoff semi-finals. What's the mood like at Hebburn at the moment?
Good. It was nice to finish on a decent performance. Probably the best we've performed at home. And it was a big game, so it was nice for the lads to turn up and do that in such an important game. But I'm a big believer in the league table doesn't lie. And I think you deserve where you deserve to finish.
And it's been a remarkable year for yourself as well, Daniel, we should say, because obviously you got to the playoffs last year with Shildon. You've then gone to Hebburn and you've done exactly the same with Hebburn. So, is that an accident or what's the secret?
Well, personally, obviously, you know, I've had two really good seasons at Shildon and then now at Hebburn. So, you know, me and my assistant, we were chatting about it after the game on Saturday, and he was like, you know, that's 2 years we've not been outside the top five from game one. So, it's, you know, personally, it's a good thing. But everyone knows the team and the club, Hebburn, I think they deserve it. You know, a great crowd on Saturday. You can feel there's a buzz about the place. And when people are telling you that the players and staff and everyone's created that buzz, it's a nice feeling. So I think we've just got to keep our heads down, which we have done. We've not jumped from the ceiling, or when we have had some tough times, we've just tried to grind it out. We'll keep our heads down and give everything we've got on Tuesday.
I mean, the race for the playoffs was quite intense, obviously, towards the end of the season. It got really close, but when you all said and done, you're 2 points behind Stockton Town in third position. So that's quite a good season when you're able to take a step back once everything's finished.
Oh, yeah. I think probably we've got the Challenge Cup final next week, so I won't be thinking the season's done yet. But I think over the next couple of weeks, I'll probably sit back and reflect on how we've done and how we can improve next year. But from where they were last year to where they are now, I'd like to think that the players that we've brought in have helped us do that. You know, brought some senior players in that, you know, created a real good environment, which is a big thing I believe in. And they've gone on and they've done what internally we asked them to do. And that was be as consistent as you can be. And now it's boiling down to one-off game, you win that. The last week, we've losing at Stocksbridge. We knew the Cleethorpes game was a cup final. I did an interview and I said every game after that Stocksbridge game now is a cup final. That's the way that the football's going to go. So overall, delighted with what we've done so far, but I don't get too high when we win. So for me, as soon as I come off the pitch on Saturday, I'm thinking about Tuesday.
And it's interesting you mentioned the Stocksbridge game because it's obviously you could look at the league table and go, oh, heaven, I finished third. That's where they finished. But, you know, there was a permutation which could have seen you finish sixth if results went a certain way at the weekend. So you've played Dunstan, you played Stocksbridge. That Cleethorpes Town game was, you know, I mustn't get beat, but certainly, you know, it would have been handy to win it, and you did. So, I mean, does it give you, a bit of a flavour of the playoffs, but also because of Saturday's must not get beat scenario, it kind of... It was a quarter final in a way, like you say. Every game's been a cup final recently.
Yeah, and when you looked on paper, I think we had the tough. It was our own doing. Don't get me wrong, but we had the toughest running. When you look at, we had Dunstan, Stocksbridge, Cleethorpes last three games, and I think it was Worksop before that as well, and Pontefract to chuck into that. I think they were our last five games, and obviously all of them in Sheffield who have picked up massively. So all of them teams were like in decent form, enjoying a good run, and we've just had to get there. So I'm proud of the players, really pleased for the club and the owners. They've been amazing for us, and hopefully we can, you know, repay them on Tuesday. And then, like you said, we played Stocksbridge. We know Stockton really well. We've played Long Eaton recently, so we've got a good idea, as will they, of, you know, what kind of game it's going to be.
And just touching upon the Long Eaton game, obviously it's going to be at home, which is crucial. And the crowds in the last couple of home games have been, you know, clocking on for over 500 there. The crowd's going to be really important for this game, isn't it, at the semi-final?
Yeah, it made a difference on Saturday. And the thing is with Heaven, it's bang in the middle of Sunderland and Newcastle. So you've got a 50-50 split. And unfortunately for us, both teams are doing really well in their respective divisions. Obviously, Newcastle are absolutely flying. So that probably takes 200-300 off the attendance. Now, they didn't have any games on Saturday, so you can see what kind of crowds that can be got at that club. And I'd like to think on Tuesday, you know, be pushing, you know, the 1,000 barrier, I'd like to think.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And just touching upon the challenge of Long Eaton, I mean, to finish fourth in this league means you're a very good side, and Long Eaton have really been a good side this year and really added to the division. So what's your thoughts on the actual challenge on the pitch?
Really good side. You know, they're in decent form as well, to be fair. When you look back over the last probably 15 games, they'd be up there with probably the best in the league. They remind me of a bit what I did at Shildon last year, where you come up, you're a bit of an unknown identity, and when that happens, it's sometimes difficult to deal with. And they've done really well, and they deserve to be where they are. So they beat us comfortably at our place, and then at their place, their gaffer may say as well that it was a very good game between two decent sides having a go at each other. So I'd imagine you're going to get something similar. But we're at home. We were saying it at half-time because I had to play on Saturday. My assistant was saying, you know, the scores are this and that. And we planned to just chuck three forwards on it with 20 minutes left if that stayed the same. But obviously we went on and kicked on and won anyway. So it's given us a good... You can't ask for much more, really, to be at home in a playoff semi-final. As good as our own away form's been, we have to take that and turn the place into Heaven Town atmosphere, which it was on Saturday. And I think you know, that does really help, and it'll push the lads on definitely.
And last question, Dan, just about Heaven Town. You've touched upon it already, but it's a possibility. Two games away from playing in the NPL Premier Division next season. What would that mean for Heaven Town if that comes to fruition?
They're a very big club. They've got over 1,000 kids in the youth setup, and I'm a big believer. And you know, we've just signed new deals there, and I want to build something there, that an infrastructure to help the club long beyond from when I'm there. It's a brilliant club. The people around it are nothing short of like spectacular, the way they deal with opposing teams, the way they support their own team, the support you get from obviously the committee and the board and the owners is top draw, and they've got ambitions to go as far as they can. And I can't see why not, with the facilities. And, you know, if you're getting them attendance as regular, they're a lot bigger than some clubs in the division above and the one above. So the platform's there, and hopefully this is just a building block for what we want to do in the future.
Well, Daniel Moore, manager of Heaven Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. A big good luck in the playoffs, and catch up very soon.
Thanks very much, mate.
Heaven Town manager Daniel Moore there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the team who finished the season in fourth position in the East Division. That's Longeaton United. And on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Ian Deacon. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for making it to the playoffs. Fourth place in the East Division. Pretty good season thus far. What's the mood like at the club heading into Tuesday night's playoff semi-final?
Yeah, it's been a good season up to this point. Mood's obviously very buoyant. You know, I think it's a remarkable achievement with us being the furthest kind of southern club in that league. It's a lot of travelling for us, and the lads have dedicated themselves this year and managed to finish in the top five of the league, which I think is a great achievement. But however, it's an old cliche. It's not done yet, so we're fully focused on the next game. But yeah, in terms of the season as a whole, I think you can probably regard it as a successful one to this point, but there's still more work to do.
But for a long time, you were just below that playoff line, weren't you? So the pressure's been on, but you've just been pretty consistent all the way through this.
Yeah, I think that the key was, you know, you see a lot of football clubs in a similar situation, and the panic button gets hit, and, you know, they start to have a high rotation of players. And you know, I believed in the players. I believed in what we was doing. My staff, everybody at the football club. It was about me. It was my job to galvanise them and get the best out of them. And I knew we was capable enough. So I think it was kind of maybe adding one or two fresh faces, integrate them slowly, missing pieces of the jigsaw where I thought we could have more competition for places to make sure people didn't get stagnant and you know, complacent in playing. And that's worth the treat. But we have brought quality players in. It's helped the course at the right times. And they've proved, you know, the difference along with the existing squad, which had more than enough capabilities and ability. It was just a case of, I think we had good runs in the cup and trophy, and you know, the games are coming thick and fast. We didn't have one blessed with a massive squad. So we rely on younger players, which I trust. And I've not got a problem with putting them in. And I think, you know, like I said, we had some good results against Gainsby in the FA Cup. Extra time, and it took it out of the lads a little bit, and I think it was just about maybe increasing the squad size a little bit, adding a few bodies in terms of quality, but not doing it all at once and getting rid of six or seven players and bringing six or seven in. And the belief that I've shown in the players has kind of been paid back tenfold now. You know, and like I said, we've still got a job to do. It's something where we're fully focused on. We're trying to get this football club up to the next level. They'll give their all, and I said to the lads, what will be, you've earned the right to enjoy this now, and this is what you play football for.
I mean, we'll get to the Heaven game in a second or two, but was it beneficial? I mean, Heaven were in the same position as you were on Saturday, that it wasn't clear-cut whether you're going to be in the playoffs or not, because Dunstan were... there was a permutation that Dunstan could have got in instead of any of the three that did actually get in, so it was still all up in the air on Saturday. So is that beneficial that you've had... a must-win game, essentially, by all accounts, against Brighouse to take you into the playoffs now?
Yeah, I think, you know, we go out to try and win every game. I've openly said it, I'm an attacking style manager. I'm of the ilk of I'd rather go and win 5-4. That's the way we play. We'll go for 98 minutes if required. The fitness levels are good. But I think it did help in terms of knowing what we had to do. You know, we lost a couple of games over the bank holiday weekend. But to be fair, we've had three shots against us and two of them's gone in, and we've probably been in double figures on target. It just wouldn't go in. Not played bad. It was just one of them things sometimes in football where you can't explain it. But the confidence, I said, remains high. And, you know, we've done nothing wrong with playing well. Don't panic. You know, keep doing what you're doing. They got two really good results against Pontefract and Bridgewater, so two tough teams to play against. So, you know, looking at the running, we knew what we had to do. I think it makes it exciting for everybody at the top end and the bottom end. You know, the bottom end's gone all the way as well. And that's kind of what you want from a season, really. You want to have the moments of highs and lows and, you know, try and enjoy it as much as you can. But yeah, it's been something that we've been here before in terms of we won the league title last year. We had to go down to the last day to win, to be champions. So we've kind of been in that situation before. So there was nothing new to that group of players. I knew they'd bounce back. They've got great character. And I just said to the lads, I don't have to say much today. You know what you've got to go and do. And I could see it in their eyes. They were ready to go. And they got the result, to be fair. And no disrespect to Brighouse on Saturday, but second half, we probably could have scored four or five goals. So there's only going to be one winner. But credit to them. They came and gave us a decent game in the first half. And I'd probably say they were the better side. But we went 1-0 up. And sometimes it's about showing character at both sides of it, which we're really pleased with.
Obviously, Hebburn, on Tuesday, you've played them already this month and beat them. You played them early in the season away from home and beat them there as well. So you've got a record against them. But, and I know what you're going to say, form does go out the window and all that. This is a one-off game and it's a totally different set of circumstances. So what's your thoughts heading into this game against Hebburn on Tuesday?
Again, you know, like you've just kind of said, the games in the playoffs are one-off games. We've played them twice this year and beat them. Obviously, that'll give the lads some confidence and they're capable of doing it. But like you say, it's a one-off game and I'm sure they're going to be hurting from the two losses that, you know, inflicted on them. So we're under no illusion it's going to be a tough game. It's 160 miles up there. It's not a close game for us. We've got to prepare right. We'll be leaving at 2:30, 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. Lads will have to book time off work, etc. But they'll be ready to go and we'll. I'm sure it'll be a really, really good game. I know they'll come out and want to win the game as well. So it's about kind of who wants it the most, I suppose, on the night. Anything can happen in these games. I've seen it happen. We've seen, I think it was a Leicester-Watford game a few years ago. Saved the penalty at one end, went up the other end and scored and got in the Premier League. So you know, it happens at the highest level. It's just about really enjoying the game, being focused and giving the best account you can and leaving it all out there. And I've said to the lads, you know, if you do that, I can't be any prouder of you than that, as long as you give the best account of ourselves. But obviously, we want to win. I've instilled that in the players. We've got a winning mentality. But we're under no illusion, as every game has been this year. It's not going to be easy. But we'll go out there and give it our best.
And last question, Ian, just about, you know, what this would mean. Because you're two games away here, potentially, from step-free football, which would be incredible. It'd be back-to-back promotions, be tremendous stuff. What would it mean, though, for Longeaton United to make that step up? What would it mean to you, the coaching staff, and everyone at the club to make that step up? Some achievement, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, it'd be a huge achievement. You know, I've openly said it all year. We're not we haven't got the biggest finances in the league. We've gone in a league where we're travelling umpteen miles, playing games of football. It's been a real sacrifice for a lot of people at the football club this year. Everybody's worked tirelessly. You know, we've had to really dig deep in some moments in terms of games and fatigue. But it'd mean a lot. You know, the Longeaton as a town is a big town. And hopefully, if we can get the job done, you know, not so much for myself, because I'm always about it. It's all about the players. They're out there doing it. We're creating an environment for them to go and succeed. And, you know, but it means so much to everybody involved with the football club that's worked hard. And I'm sure that every football club that's in the playoffs up and down the country will be saying the same thing, that, you know, to get to the next level is some achievement. And I think, you know, especially through the playoffs, it makes it a little bit more exciting. And you know, if you can get there through the adversity, through the difficult situations you're going to be put under and pressure, it'll be a fantastic achievement for everybody. But, you know, we're going into that game, like I said, we're going to give it our all and hopefully we can do the club proud.
Well, Ian Deacon, manager of Longeaton United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the playoffs and catch up very soon.
Thank you very much, mate.
Ian Deacon there, manager of Longeaton United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Hebburn Town taking on Long Eaton United on Tuesday night. In the other semi-final, we've got Stockton Town, who finished second in the East Division. They'll be taking on Stocksbridge Park Steels, who finished fifth. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels. It's a welcome back to the show now to Ian Richards. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And here we are on the eve of the playoff semi-finals. What's the mood like at Stocksbridge Park Steels heading into this week?
Yeah, really good, really positive. Obviously, we've been in the top five positions since sort of start of November. So it was really pleasing to finish in the playoffs and finish there 3 points ahead of six. So credit to the players. Took a little bit of shine off initially with losing on Saturday. But we look at Stockton, lost on Saturday as well. We had a good coach journey home and really good atmosphere together after Saturday's game. So we're in a strong position. We've got a full squad, apart from one long-term injury to pick from. So, yeah, we're going to it full of positivity and we're confident we can perform to a good level and hopefully progress to the final.
I mean, we'll get to the Stockton game in a second, but, you know, when you think about it, Ian, and obviously you'll take stock whenever this playoffs finishes about what's been achieved here, but this is a much better season than last year, isn't it? And so much progress at Stocksbridge Park Steels here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, when you look at the bigger picture, it's been a brilliant season. Not only have we done well in the league and consistently done well, we've done well in the FA Cup as well. But we've done it with a group of players who have come together at the start of the season, really young group of players, probably average age is about 22, 23. And they've just continued to work hard as a group and improve and listen and learn and take things on board, but also fight for each other. And that's been our real strength, is that the attitudes and the work ethics of the player have been the foundation of our success. So we're hoping we can get promoted, but whatever the outcome is, it's been a brilliant season and it'll stand us in good stead for next season, whichever league we're in.
Yeah, and obviously when all's said and done, 5 points the gap between second and fifth, so not much separating everyone really. I mean, if we take Worksop out of the equation, it's certainly been a competitive season in and around those playoffs, that's for sure. And just touching upon Stockton, you obviously played them not too long ago in the league at Stockton, and it was a very close game, wasn't it? So what does that tell us about what's going to be happening on Tuesday? I suppose it tells us nothing really, because use a cliche, might as well, everyone else has on this week's show, form goes out the window for the playoffs.
Yeah, look, just on your point, this league is a relentless league and a really competitive league, and I think it's because you've got playoffs at the top end of the league, but you've also got playoffs at the bottom end of the league, so many teams are involved in either end right to the end, so there's no teams taking the foot off the pedal, there's no teams just coasting it through to the end of the season, and you saw that with some of the results at the weekend. So the one at Stockton, we played them away, we performed really well, defensively we were good. It was a moment, one lapse in concentration that cost us. We hit the crossbar there. The keepers made two excellent saves in the last 10 minutes. We've got players back who weren't available in that game. So, yeah, we're really confident. It'd be a great atmosphere. I've said to the players, you've got to go there and enjoy it. There'll probably be 1,000 watching. Stockton do things right as a football club. They'll pre-match build up. We'll take a busload and hopefully a few cars like we did to Bridlington. So, yeah, look, I know everyone's saying it, form goes out the window. It's the team on the night that performs, but it's also the team on the night that have a bit of luck along the way, and hopefully it falls on our side. But it's a great game to be involved in. I know there's 15 other teams in this league who would love to have sought their position with us, so we've got to take it as a real positive and going to the game full of confidence.
And you mentioned earlier about the FA Cup run, and that was, I think, the last time we spoke was about, you know, those games with Atherton Coles and Marine, and you've got players there who, you know, during those big matches did step up. I imagine you're hoping the same on Tuesday.
Yeah, I am, completely. We had a... And it is very much been a consistent group of players. We've had a couple who've moved on. We've had a couple who've come in, which happens at any club. But the core group of players who've played and got to this point will be playing on Tuesday night. So there's a lot they can draw on from this season against teams in the higher league. You look at, and Afton just stayed up, but Marine were fighting for the playoffs in the league above. So it wasn't as if we'd beat teams right in the relegation zone of in the FA Cup, we're beating top teams from the league above. So there's a huge amount of we can take from those games. And I'm just hoping the players play without fear, play with confidence and play with belief. And and perform to their best, and they'll do themselves proud.
And just touching upon, you know, taking on teams from the league above, Stocksbridge Park Steels a few years back were in the NPL Premier Division, one game at a time, well, two games at a time in this instance. I mean, what would it mean for Stocksbridge Park Steels to get back up to the Premier Division, do you feel?
I think it would be arguably the biggest achievement in my managerial career. For the football club, we are one of the lower budgets and resources in this league, so we would definitely be the lowest in the league above. But with these players, I know they're only going to get better, so we wouldn't be going up into that league to make up the numbers. We'll be making sure that we have a competitive squad and that we put ourselves in a position to do well. I think as a club, obviously the financial side of it, these implications, but there's bigger clubs in that league above, so more support, more away support coming, there'll be more people who come to watch us, so there's probably a little bit less travelling because of where our location is, because you're going northwest and northeast. The thing with our league currently, there's 7 or 8 clubs all northeast, so that means 7 or 8 bus coach journeys, but where we're based at Stocksbridge, you haven't got as much travelling. So as a club, we'll prepare and put ourselves in a position. But what we won't do is put ourselves in a vulnerable position financially and do an unrealistic budget that then doesn't work out, and then we're back to square on. So it'll be sustainable progress that we'll do. But obviously, there's a lot of what ifs and maybes, and our only focus is on Tuesday night. But yeah, it's nice that you're able to ask me that question. It's nice to be able to give you an answer, because at the start of the season, not many people thought we'd be in this position. So it's credit to the club that we are.
Yeah, I mean, we're approaching, what, obviously, I think you came in towards the start of the 21-22 season. So this is technically your first full season, isn't it? And here we are. So how much are you looking forward to what's possible at Stocksbridge Park Steels in the coming week?
Yeah, it is. And when we took over, we hadn't obviously had the pre-season with them. They hadn't won in 5-6 games. And it was really about stabilising, professionalising, sort of not getting dragged into relegation battle. And I saw that group of players and I thought, if only we'd had a pre-season with them. But in the summer, we knew we'd have to bring in new faces. And it is good. We brought in young, hungry players, because it is a long-term plan. It's not just for this season. We won't be, whichever league we're in, there won't be a high turnover of players. So I'm excited what the future brings. Even if we go up, we'll bring in some experience of that level, but we won't be wholesale changes. And if we stay in this league, we'll just bring in a couple of players to reinforce in certain areas that I feel we need reinforcement. So it's really exciting. I'm a big believer in culture and getting the right people in your football club, and we've certainly done that this year. So I'm excited what the future brings.
No, good stuff. Well, Ian Richards, manager of Stocksbridge Park Steels, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the playoff semi-finals, and catch up very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks for all your support.
Ian Richards there, manager of Stocksbridge Park Steels, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. James Hayes, the crowds are going to be big on Tuesday night for these playoffs.
Indeed so. I mean, obviously, you look at the teams involved. Commiserations to Dunstan. I think Carlton Town, who obviously needed to win themselves to get out of the relegation fight, and commiserations to Shildon. For Hebden Long Eaton, they've both got two fantastic goal scorers there. Jamie Walker and Amar Burwell are on form at this moment in time.
Stockton were the only one of them teams who were in the playoffs last year, weren't they? So
yeah, and it's quite a feat from Daniel Moore as well, who this is two playoffs now, back-to-back with two different teams he's achieved this with. And a big good luck to Stockton Town, Hebden Town, Long Eaton United and Stocksbridge Park Steels in the East Division playoffs on Tuesday night. And there will be links available to radio commentaries from those games. Let's go to the West Division now. We obviously heard from Neil Baker and Danny Granger last week, Leek Town and Workington safely in the playoffs. Clitheroe and Runcorn were also in the playoffs. There would be too many interviews last week, which is why we did that this way. But Clitheroe will be travelling to Workington on Tuesday night. Leek Town will be hosting Runcorn Linnets. Let's hear now from the manager at Runcorn Linnets firstly. And it's a welcome to the show now to Billy Painter, who I caught up with on Monday. Well, Billy, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations on making it through to the playoffs. What's the mood like at Runcorn Linnets as we head into this week to come?
Yes, the lads have been buzzing. Delighted to get into the playoffs. It's been a hard season. You know, we've had some ups and downs. So we finally managed it with a game to spare, and now we look forward to a tough game.
Just to say as well, I mean, obviously, you know, it's been a bit of a whirlwind for yourself the past month or so. I mean, how delighted are you with the run that the team's been on since you took over as manager at the start of the month? I mean, it's been a pretty formidable run, really.
Yeah, to be fair, I have been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Obviously, I haven't been the main man on the front line, being the manager, but I've been doing a lot of stuff and a lot of work on the pitch with the lads, and they've been very responsive. And that's just been the whole season. It hasn't just been the past month, but since I've got the job, the results have been, you know, they've been very good. We're unbeaten in the league. We finally got it over the line. There was a bit of an uncertainty at first that we had Witten and Mosley on our tails, but we knew the job in hand that we had to. It was in our hands, and we only focused on us.
Yeah, and five games unbeaten, including three victories in there. And you mentioned, you know, Mosley and Witten there. They were there or thereabouts. But like you say, getting it over the line with a game to spare. And obviously, with everything that's gone on, I mean, you have to look back at this season, you know, with the FA Trophy run that's in there as well, to get to the playoffs. I mean, it's been a pretty good season on the pitch, that's for sure, at Runcorn.
It certainly has. We've had, you know, we've been to some tough places like Spennymoor, Mask, in the FA Trophy, and then we've got beat by Altrincham in the Cheshire semi-final. We've made the Liverpool final against Marine. Just got beat by penalties. The luck of the draw on them, but the boys have done fantastic, and it's always been about them. They've got us in this position, and back them 100%.
And obviously, that then takes us to Leek on Tuesday night. I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge? Because the playoffs, it all goes out the window, doesn't it? Really, we've seen teams who finished fifth win the playoffs many times. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this game?
Playoffs again. Form goes out the window. It's whoever can hold a nerve on the day, take the chances on the day. It's going to be, we're expecting a tough game. Leek are a very good side. They finished second in the league, and, you know, full credit to them. We've played them already this season before, twice. We won away, so that gives us a bit of a confidence that we can actually go there and get a result. And we felt like we were dominant against them at home, but just a silly goal, a silly mistake from us. So I think both teams will be looking at it and going, you know, we can win it. It's a potential that they can progress forward. So we're going there full of confidence. For me, the home tie, it's always pressure on the home team.
And just for yourself personally as well, I mean, you know, bags of experience in the Football League and that kind of thing. And like you say, you've been quite senior in the coaching staff at Runcorn Linnets this season. But, I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge personally, this, you know, going head-to-head with Neil Baker on Tuesday night? It's going to be a good challenge for you.
It is a good challenge, and Bakes, I respect him massively. Massive legend into the game. I've always spoke to him. Sometimes when I was at Porth, I spoke to him. So I've always kept in touch with him. So I respect him very, very well. It's going to be a tough challenge for me because he's got vast experience of, you know, as being a manager and being assistant at a top level. But it's a challenge that I'm relishing.
And what's the general mood at the club as we head in towards these playoffs? Because, you know, obviously last season they got into the playoffs again, but this season with the FA Trophy run, like you say, with various cup competitions, getting through to the final last year and being beaten by Marine, I'd imagine everyone's in the mood to go one further this time if possible.
Yeah, I've said to the boys when we lost against Marine on penalties, use this disappointment, fuel it, don't feel like this again. Take that into the playoffs. Take it into the playoffs, and we want to be victorious. But when we've got the support of the fans, 1,500 went to that final that day, and I know they've travelled far, wide this season, and they've supported us every way. They've been very loud, and all I can say is continue with that support.
Yeah, and I'm sure someone's reminded you already that last year in the semi-finals you beat Leek 4-1. So I suppose that's the target, and that was at Harrison Park as well. So I suppose that's the target this time round, if possible.
That is the target. But again, if they're thinking like that, you know, last season they beat us, it can go either way. They can have that doubt in their minds, or they can fuel it and say, listen, it doesn't happen again. So we're expecting a tough game.
And finally, Bill, you mentioned the following of Runcorn Linnets. It's a tremendous following. You're going to want them there in numbers in Staffordshire on Tuesday night.
100%. you know, the players, the staff, the fans, of how well they've travelled, how well they've supported the boys. For me, as a manager, you know, can't thank them enough. But it's not over. We need your support again, leak away. And I know that he'll come in numbers, and I know that he'll back the lads.
And last question, finally, Billy. How much are you looking forward to Tuesday night? And also, what's possible? You know, possibility of getting through to the playoff final and then getting Runcorn Linnets up to step three. I mean, how much are you looking forward to it? And what do you feel that would mean?
If I manage to take Runcorn Linnets up, it'd be a fantastic achievement personally as well. But it'd be, I think, it more so for the club. The amount of hard work that the volunteers, the staff do behind the scene, I think for myself, it'll give me great pleasure seeing them succeed as well.
Well, Billy Painter, manager of Runcorn Linnets, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the playoff semi-finals. Catch up very soon.
Cheers, thank you.
Billy Painter there, manager of Runcorn Linnets, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Runcorn Linnets travelling to Leek Town on Tuesday night. In the other semi-final, Clitheroe will be travelling to Cumbria to take on Workington. And let's hear now from the manager at Clitheroe, it's a welcome to the show to Dave Dempsey. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And here we are, we're recording this on Tuesday morning. So this very evening, you'll be travelling up to Cumbria to take on Workington. So what's the mood like at the club heading into tonight's playoff?
Yeah, it's obviously a good move around the club and the players. We're all very happy to be in the playoffs. Obviously, it's the first time in a long time since Clitheroe have been able to achieve that. So a lot of lessons learned our part and coming across sort of new ways of working for the football club. But look, it's, you know, every team in the league, if you can't win it, it's sort of the second best outcome, and you know, we're very, very fortunate to have qualified. I think we're all looking forward to it, to be honest. It's, you know, sort of new ventures for the football club and for us all as players. So it's, you know, there's a lot of excitement around the place and a lot of anticipation in terms of how we go and get on. Obviously, Workington are a very good side. But yeah, a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement, a lot of nerves. That's to be expected, I would imagine.
And you got to the playoffs as well with games to spare, but obviously with a marauding run towards the end of the season, you know, five straight wins, including victories over Runcorn Linnets and Leek Town. I mean, obviously you were beaten at the weekend, but, you know, that's by the by, isn't it, at this stage of the season? But how important was it to end the season the way you did, not just to get, you know, secure fourth spot in the playoffs, but also to have that sense of momentum heading into this final week of the season?
Yeah, look, on Saturday just gone, I made 11 changes to the team. You know, it was a time for us to rest a lot of our players, you know, that will be starting tonight. And it, you know, I opened up a lot of opportunity to the under-23s lads, and obviously players that have been out on loan and lads who have played for the club previously, to come and experience the atmosphere and say thanks to the fans. So it was a good day that on Saturday, albeit a defeat. But the five before that, we've done ever so well. We've done really, really well. We've grinded out results when we've not been at our best. We played some very, very good football in parts. The players have been massively proud of their output, you know, certainly over the last five or six games. And then even before that, to be honest, we've had a little lull where we went three straight defeats. But the first seven games, I think we drew two and won five as well. So we've had two massive runs of, you know, winning games of football. And that just proves to us that we can do it. You know, we've beat all of the top eight bar Macclesfield this season. You know, we've managed to get wins in all of them games. Prescott before I come in. So the players know that they're capable. I think the run of form that they've been on, aside from Saturday, has been second to none. I think we're top of the form table. There was a stat out there that since we've sort of took over in the 16 games, we'd have been top of the league above Macclesfield by 2 points. So there's a lot to be proud of, and there's a lot of belief in the group. And yeah, you're right. The current form obviously gives us that little bit of an impetus to carry that on. And, you know, aside from Saturday, can we make it six wins on the bounce with the current group of players?
Yeah, and obviously last season, Clitheroe just missed out on the playoffs. And I mean, this season, with Billy there for the first part of the year, again, it's no accident, this. I mean, the club off the pitch has been making huge strides over over recent years. But how are you settling into to this new role at the club you've got now?
Do you know what? I've settled in very, very quickly. I settled in very quickly as an assistant manager with Billy, to be honest. I think people forget I played for the club for 4 years as well. You know, I started out my non-league playing career there as I think I was 17 or 18 year old boy. Sort of learned my trade at Clitheroe, and I've got an affiliation to the club. So, you know, in terms of expectations, and they've changed expectations around the place, obviously, with, you know, the money that's been put in from Stuart and the infrastructure that's been built, that obviously develops an expectation to go and win games of football, which I don't think we had when I was there. I think we were sort of a middle table side. You know, a great season had been pushing for the playoffs, but it's changed. You know, we're expected now to go and win games of football. We're expected to be in the playoffs, and obviously narrowly missing out last season, you know, really, really hurt the group. You know, we've spoke about it at depth. Billy was the manager. Billy's done an unbelievable job to put a group of players together. He obviously felt the time was right this year with himself coming in to sort of step away and concentrate on his playing. And, you know, that's had a massive impact on him as well as an individual, to just be able to concentrate on his game and play. So, look, the club is in a very, very, very good place. I've settled in very quickly, and, you know, I'm hoping it's, you know, not just this season, and it's many more seasons to come, and we can, if we don't go up this year, we can, you know, have another go at it next year.
Yeah, and when you look at the squad, obviously you mentioned Billy Priest there, obviously Sefton Gonzalez, you know, Ross Dent, good players, aren't they, at this level of the game, that's for sure. And that does take us to the playoffs, and, you know, all the cliches about form goes out the window and all that, but it's true. You know, throughout the years, we've seen teams from second to fifth win the playoffs. So what's your thoughts on this challenge, though, away from home up in Cumbria? This is going to be a tough test on Tuesday night.
Listen, the next two games are going to be tough. Like you've said, you know, no disrespect, but we could be playing Ramsbottom in a playoff final, and it'd still have the same sort of intensity, and, you know, you wouldn't know whether you're going to win or lose, because it is a lottery. It's like an FA Cup final, both games. You know, you just have to apply yourselves right, enjoy the moment. I think we need to take it in, but at the same point, make sure that we're professional and we work hard and we do the basics right. Workington are obviously going to have their own threats and the strengths. Workington are a very, very, very good side, and they've got a really strong fan base. You know, they support really well at home. We need to go to Workington and try and quieten the crowd. Will it be a tough game? Yes. You know, is it a game we're really looking forward to? Again, yeah. Do we think we can go and win the game? 110%. Like, you know, we'll go and we'll give it our all. If we achieve a win tonight, that'd be absolutely major for the football club to be in a playoff final. You know, if we don't win tonight, we'll hurt, we'll be upset. You know, we'll probably be frustrated tonight, and then we'll wake up in the morning, strip it all back and look at what we've achieved this season, and, you know, we'll be okay. But in terms of tonight, I just want to go and win the game of football, and the players do. You know, the well sort of sounded on Workington. We know what we're going to be coming up against. We managed to pick 4 points up off them this season. And we're in, like we've touched on earlier, we're in a really, really good run of form. So, yeah, we just need to concentrate on ourselves, hope we do the basics right, you know, and go and enjoy the moment in the game and see what comes of it.
And last question, Dave. Just, I mean, we've touched upon it already about the setup at Clitheroe, and what would it mean for the club to get to the NPL Premier Division? I mean, because, you know, one game at a time, but you are two matches away from that possibility, yeah, now. So what would that mean for the club, do you feel?
It'd be massive. You know, it'd be huge. I think the beauty of it with Clitheroe is that if we did go up, the infrastructure's there to compete again next season. You know, we wouldn't be going up with a budget that we couldn't compete and sign players. You know, the fan base, and we're averaging 700-900 people every game. We've touched on, you know, 1,200 against Colne and Macclesfield. So we've got the infrastructure there. I think it'd be just reward for all the hard work that Stuart and Carl and the board have put into the football club over previous years as well. It'd just be a great achievement. But look, it'd be a great achievement for any side to go up in the playoffs, wouldn't it? It's, you know, every team will be saying the same things, how much they deserve it and how much we want it. Like I said, it's up to us as a group and as players to make it happen tonight. And like I've said, we'll only do that if we do our jobs right and make sure that we concentrate for 90 minutes and go and score some goals. So that's what we're hoping to do.
Well, Dave Dempsey, manager of Clitheroe, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Safe journey up to Cumbria this evening.
Yes, man.
And catch up very soon. Clitheroe manager Dave Dempsey there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we did say about the crowds in the East, I'm pretty sure in the West Division, the crowds at Leek Town and Workington on Tuesday night are going to be pretty significant. So that's our look at the playoffs in the West Division. And that then takes us to the Midlands Division. And obviously, Halesowe Town, Spalding United, heard from both managers last week, comfortably inside the playoffs. But James Gordon, obviously, we did on the website, we had a preview for the weekend. And I'm pretty sure the paragraph for the Midlands Division, how big was the word count for the number of permutations that could have happened on Saturday when it came to the Midlands Division and the playoffs?
It's mad, really. I think, what was it, down to ninth all had a chance of getting into the... which I guess is a good advert for why we have playoffs, because it keeps the regular season interesting for more clubs for longer. When it gets to that stage and you've been fighting so hard for the whole season, it almost sets you up nicely for the playoffs anyway, because you're already in that... It's almost just like another game. If you're having this running, it almost becomes like a mini playoff series as you're trying to get in there. So, yeah, great to see them. It's so close for that fifth spot and, you know, maybe fourth spot. But I'm sure Hales Owen are sat there thinking, surely we could do it this time.
Well, we wait and see. Obviously, we did hear from Paul Smith on last week's show. Hales Owen Town, it's been confirmed, will now take on Coleshill Town. And we'll hear from Cameron Stewart, the manager of Coleshill, in a second or two. But, you know, commiserations to Boldmere St Michael's, to Harborough Town, to Corby Town and to Chase Town, all missing out on the final Saturday. But Sporting Kalsa and Coleshill Town make the playoffs. Halesowe Town will be hosting Coleshill Town on Tuesday night. Spalding United will be hosting Sporting Kalsa at the same time. Let's hear firstly now from the Sporting Kalsa manager. So welcome back to the show to Ian Rowe. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And well, before we get into the interview, got a proper big congratulations on getting Sporting Kalsa into the playoffs this season. How does that feel heading into Tuesday's playoff?
Superb. Ben, I mean, my aim at the start of the season with the lads, set them targets. It would have been nice to win a cup, an outside cup, obviously. We've got our hands full to win the FA Cup with the FA Trophy. I think that's a reach too far. But but domestically, a couple of domestic cups, the aim was to try and have a push at winning one of them and to make the playoffs. We didn't win a domestic cup, but we made the playoffs. So one of the two aims were achieved at the start of the season, so pleased.
And the way you've got into the playoffs as well is by just having two defeats in the last 10 matches and, you know, a string of wins in there as well. This bit of form at the end of the season has come, may I say, at the right time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to be fair, we've been consistent, apart from January. We had a wobbling January. But apart from that, our form's been consistent throughout, which, again, the proof's in the pudding in terms of position in the table. We finished fourth and we're over the moon as a club, so we've got a shot tomorrow away at Spalding, which we're all looking forward to. Obviously, we've got to try and get there because it's a three-hour journey, so it's a bit of a challenge when you've got lads doing full-time jobs, etc., etc. So we've got to find a way logistically to make sure we're there. I think the coach is due to leave at 3 o'clock tomorrow, so I'm awaiting by my phone tonight to see Gaffer. I'm struggling to get there. Can I make my own way there? And blah-de-blah, but at the moment, I haven't had them messages in, so I'm all good at this moment in time.
Well, fingers crossed that remains the case. But just to say as well, I mean, you played... The unique thing about this is you played Spalding on Saturday, and, you know, it was an important game for Spalding. They could have secured second if results went a certain way. But for yourselves, you were embroiled in this mammoth playoff tussle. The pressure was on Saturday, and to pick up a 2-1 win like that was brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there was about six sides challenging for two remaining spaces coming into the last game, which is usually unheard of. So again, and there was two sides who could catch us with our superior goal difference. There was two sides who could go above us if we were to get beat. Looking at the fixtures in the last week, Stamford and Halesowe were playing each other. So arguably we got the hardest challenge going into the final week. We knew a point would have secured a place in the playoffs, but it's all playing for a point, you know. You've got to go out to win a game, full stop. That's just in my genetics, log. I'm built no different way. So it was a case of, let's win the game. Let's win the game, and the results will take care of themselves with what's around us. So we managed it well. We were good. We were good value for the win. Obviously, we've got to face the same side again tomorrow, which is going to, you know, they're going to have had a good look at us. We're going to have a good look at them. I'm conscious they've got a couple of people to bring back into their side as well. So that's going to be a few more different challenges that we didn't face Saturday, potentially going to be ahead of us. So, it's again, we've just got to navigate tomorrow's game. So we're really looking forward to it, Ben. So may the best side win.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to, whatever happens in the next week or so, when you go back to last season versus this season, obviously last season, you know, finding your feet at this level, I think it's safe to say Sporting Cals have arrived now.
Yeah, but I'd like to think we've put the club on the map. Sporting Cals to people, probably no one ever heard of us until a couple of years back, you know what I mean? And now I'd like to think, you know, people are aware of what we're about and what we're trying to do on and off the pitch. So, you know, it's all good. We'll go and enjoy tomorrow. And like I say, it might be the best side win, but I hope it's us.
and obviously, just to take a step back and just dream just for a moment or two, obviously two games away from that potential of getting Sporting Calza to step three. I mean, what would that mean for the club? One step at a time and all that, one game at a time. But what would it mean for Sporting Calza to make that leap, another promotion again?
It'd be great. It'd be superb for myself, my players, and the club. Obviously, we'd have to probably sit back and have a look at it, you know, where we're going to go about it. But let's think about that after potentially tomorrow and hopefully after Saturday. You know, we'll take it one step at a time and we'll pick the balance out of it after when we hopefully get through the games that we're facing in the next week.
And last question, Ian, just about the tomorrow's match. Obviously, we recorded this on Monday. How much are you looking forward to tomorrow, and how much you're looking forward to the possibilities at Sporting Calza over the next 7 days or so?
It's what you're in football for, you know. It's what you're in football for, to enjoy big games and to enjoy occasions. And like I say, the occasion tomorrow will be brilliant, and hopefully we can get a result and go and enjoy Saturday. And you know, we could have an home game Saturday if results go our way. We could be playing in a playoff final at home, at, you know, for the place at step three. Coles Hill got to Elzo in tomorrow and pull a victory off, which again is not impossible because they're two good sides, and Coles Hill have got a very good manager, and Coles Hill's historical results against Elzo in over the last 2 years have been really good. So you know, it's not an easy game for either club really, but you know, they've got every chance, and I think we've got every chance tomorrow as long as we do the fundamentals properly and make sure the occasion don't get to a few. We've got a few young lads in the side. But hopefully they'll rise with it, and then, you know, the occasion, they'll rise with the occasion and hopefully get us across the line.
Well, Ian, just a reminder, this time last year, it was the team in fifth who won the playoffs, wasn't it? Belper Town. So it's anyone's this playoffs, especially in the Midlands division, which has been so competitive all the way through this. And Ian Rowe, manager of Sporting Calza, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in tomorrow's semi-final, and catch up again very soon.
Top man, Ben. Thanks again.
Ian Rowe there, manager of Sporting Calza, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Sporting Calza travelling to Spalding United on Tuesday night. In the other semi-final, Hales Owen will be taking on Coleshill Town. And let's hear now from the manager at Coleshill Town, and here's Cameron Stewart. Well, Cameron, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations on making it to the playoffs. And we have to say, given how competitive the Midlands division is, that's quite a success this year, isn't it? So what's the mood like at Coleshill Town heading into Tuesday night?
Obviously, well, yeah, thanks for the congratulations. And, we're over the moon to have made it into the playoffs. I think within the group over the start of the season, that was obviously the aim. And I said on Saturday, if we'd have not got in, it would have been a failure for us as management team and the players. I'm not sure a lot of people outside of our group would have given us much chance to gain it, but we're over the moon, but we don't want to stop there. You know, we've got a huge game tomorrow night, which we're looking forward to. Obviously, we've had some cracking games over the last few years with Hales Owen, and there'll be a big crowd there, and the lads are raring and ready to go. So as I said, we're happy to be there, but we want to go for as far as we can and try and get to that final at least on Saturday and have a chance to get promoted.
Certainly got momentum on your side. Four straight wins, four straight clean sheets as well, and some important victories. You know, the Spalding one and the Boldmere one. I mean, those are important wins when the pressure was on.
They were. I mean, I think even within the group, I think we turned up at Halsow and we'd got beat by Harbour on the Monday night after being 2-0 up so early, and I think we felt that we had to go there and win at Halsow and we played so poorly, it was unbelievable, and never got anything from the game, and we got what we deserved, as I said. And I think we knew that. I thought 10 out of the 12 points might get us in it, which I would have been wrong. We definitely needed the 12. So we went into the Spalding game, and it was, you know, we had to win the game, you know, and it was a tough game. It was a tough pitch to play on, and we got the win there. A 1-0 win on the Bank Holiday Monday, and again against a tough Bedworth side. And then, you know, we knew it was all or nothing against Boldmere really on Saturday the week before. So we beat Boldmere with a real good performance in the second half, especially, and went into a tough fixture Saturday. So I couldn't have asked much more from the boys in them last four games. I thought we'd let ourselves down with the Harbour and Halsow game, and I was worried that might see us sort of drift down the league a little bit, but. Credit to the lads, they've dug in deep. A threadbare squad at Spalding, which I know a lot of teams have had over the bank holiday, etc. But they managed to put a performance together, get a result, and go again on the Monday in another tough fixture. So I couldn't have asked much more. And again, Saturday, under the first time we've been in the playoffs this season, you know, first, you know, I didn't want it to end where we'd got in and sort of got beat and went out with it after one game. So credit to the lads again, stood up tall against a good Shepherd side and got 3 points. And as I said, gives us a massive chance on Tuesday now.
Yeah, so obviously heading into Halsow, because of how competitive it's been to get those last two playoff spots, I mean, it was a remarkable possibility for most of the top half of the table to find themselves in the playoffs on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Does that give you a bit of an edge? Do you feel a bit? You're a bit battle hardened, aren't you? Because you've not just got a playoff semi final. You've had a quarter finals last 16, last 32. Yeah. It's certainly been helpful.
Yeah, well, firstly, credit to whoever organised the fixtures for the Midlands League, because they put some cracking fixtures towards the end of the season. I mean, the last day of the season with, you know, Spalding at Kalser and Corby at Boldmere, it was a hell of a fixtures over the last couple of weeks. So, you know, it's been a real competitive league. We've had some really good performances this season. You know, one of the best ones was against Halsow at home, which we won. One of our worst performances was at Halsow in away. So, you know, whether or not it gives us an edge, I don't know. But you know, we played okay Saturday, not brilliant, but we just got the job done. So we're going to have to play a lot better to stand a chance on Tuesday against, obviously, which you know, the table doesn't lie, they're the second best team in the league. So, you know, there'll be a strong crowd for them, and they've got some good players that I know well. They know us well, so you know, I'm not sure that they'd be overly keen on playing us or Chasetown, which it could have been after Chasetown beat them last season. But you know, they've got home advantage. They've got a big crowd behind them, so you know, they're going to be confident. We're confident going into it. We'll just go there and give everything we've got and see where it takes us. Hopefully, it's enough to take us into a final.
And whatever happens on Tuesday night, I mean, when we look at this season compared to last season, you know, finishing seventh, first time in this league, of course, like you know, was a finding your feet season as well. So you must be delighted, whatever happens on Tuesday, about the progress that's been made over the last two seasons.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, and you know, our first season in step four, we finished, I think it was seventh or eighth in the Southern League. So when we moved across the Midlands League, we knew it was going to be tough. There's some big clubs in it. It's there's some brilliant grounds to go to and brilliant clubs to go and play against. So last season was a bit different to this season. We spent a lot of time in the playoff positions. We were top for a couple of weeks as well early on in the season. Spent a lot of time in the players' positions, and you know, I know the bloke that does our interviews on a Saturday said we've sort of stumbled into the playoffs. It's been perfectly timed, really. And last season we were in it for so long, and with seven games to go, we were well out of the picture. So, you know, a massive progress again. That's credit to the lads. They've stuck in there. That, you know, they've stuck together from last season. Majority of the lads, and we've added one or two that have had really good seasons for us. As I said, we're confident going into tomorrow night. We're in as good shape we can be. You know, we're pleased to be involved, but we don't want it just to be a, you know, pat on the back, well done, and we'll finish there. We want to have a right go tomorrow and at least do ourselves justice, not like we did when we went there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and there's all the cliches about form going out the window and all that, but last year the team in fifth won the playoffs in the Midlands division. So
yeah, I mean, you know, Belper, to be fair to Belper, they grinded it out towards the end. They had some tough fixtures and again got themselves in and again they were on their last legs against Chasetown and beat Chasetown, who, again, they were unlucky not to get into it this season with their form for the back end. So, you know, it's, as I say, it's all cliches. I've played in two semi-finals before when we've been second and lost to the fifth both times. So, you know, hopefully that you know, that will happen to us tomorrow. We'll win the game coming fifth and go into a final. But, you know, there's loads of things you can talk about. It's going to be two teams going. It's a cup final in itself, isn't it, really? So it's, you know, one game, you know, we'll go give it everything and see what happens. If it's not good enough, you know, it's not good enough. But, you know, I know my lads will give me everything like they have done all season. As I said, they've been a credit, pleasure to work with. And I just hope that they turn up tomorrow and play the way that they can do, because then, you know, we've proven on our day we can beat anyone in that league, which we have done.
And last question, Cameron, just about, I touched upon it already, about the progress that's been made, but what would it mean for Coleshill Town to get up to step three? Because, you know, you're two games away from that possibility now.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be obviously massive for the club. You know, it's, you know, we're punching above our weight. We're over the moon to be in the playoffs. If we can get into step three, you know, it's going to be tough in that league. You know, tough for anyone that goes in that league. I think that's been proven with Belper coming straight back down in step three. So we'll worry about that if that happens. But, you know, as I said, there's some brilliant people behind the club, none more so than the chairman. And if we could do it for one man, it'd be for him. You know, he does everything around the club. He works his socks off to get the club where it's been. And he deserved to be in step four when we got up there. And, you know, for him to be in step three, going against some of the huge clubs in and around our area, would be massive for him. So if we can do it for anyone, we'll be doing it for him.
And it's certainly going to be a massive game, isn't it? It's going to be a big crowd there at the Grove tomorrow.
Yeah, night. I mean, I went last season, to be fair, when they played Chasetown, and it was a brilliant atmosphere. You know, you can't fault Hal's Owen as a club. You know, it's a fantastic club, brilliant setup, unbelievable support. So again, for us to be going there in front of a big crowd, I'm hoping that'll give the lads an extra push and take us into the final.
Well, Cameron Stewart, manager of Coleshill Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on week's show. Big, big good luck in the playoffs, and catch up very soon.
Top man, thanks for that, mate.
Cameron Stewart there, manager of Coleshill Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show.
Keep in mind, Hales, Owen, Sporting Council and Coleshill have all got three players who have scored 25 or more this season, and he's still finished behind Jonathan Margetts in the Golden Boot race. Hales to win in Sporting Council 80 goals throughout the season. Coleshill Town going with the best defence in the league, 29 goals out of 38 games. That's impressive, considering as well Stamford conceded 31 goals as well. So
be interesting to see how all this plays out this weekend. Sporting United and Sporting Council expecting a decent crowd there in Lincolnshire. I'm imagining as well there's going to be a huge crowd at the Grove for Hales Owen Town against Coleshill Town. I've just got a funny feeling it might be a big crowd. So all these playoff semi-finals this week, it's going to be cracking stuff. Big, 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 big good luck to everyone involved. James Hayes, social media channels, please.
Oh, on Twitter, Northern Premier League, we'll be doing the same as on Saturday. Every goal as it happens is going out, but you've also got football web pages. Otherwise, for Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, it's official Northern Premier.
And James Gordon, obviously plenty of writing for you to be doing in the coming days. So how can people read it all, what's been going on the NPL?
They can go on the official website of the Northern Premier League, Ben, www.thenpl.co.uk.
Great stuff. And Simo, just a final thought to you. It's been a tremendous season. We covered it off earlier. And I've got a funny feeling there's going to be a couple more dramatic moments before we finally draw a close to it.
Oh, definitely. It always is. Playoff season always throws up more stories, which is what we're all here for. So bring it on.
Absolutely. Now, this has been a very long show, but I hope you've all enjoyed it at home. Me and James Hayes will be back later in the week to tell you how it all went and to look ahead to the playoff finals. But before then, a big thank you to James Gordon.
Thank you.
Just a plug for Warrington's radio station as well. You might as well do that while you're here.
Mixlr.com/the yellows, I believe it is.
Good stuff. Thank you for joining us, James. James Hayes, social media officer, big thanks for joining us too.
No problem, Ben. Thank you.
Good stuff. And Andrew Simpson, non-league reporter from Cheshire, big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely week and enjoy Tuesday night.
I will. Thank you very much.
And a big thank you to all the managers who've joined me on this week's show. And to you, dear listener, have a lovely week. Enjoy the playoff semi-finals and you'll be hearing from us again soon. You take care. Bye-bye.